This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, am I the jerk for turning off my lights when I heard my neighbor?
But
this is the one we got late last night.
But it's your neighbor, and why do your lights matter?
Because they were scraping off your ice, and you acted like you didn't hear them. Let me explain. Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for turning off my lights when I heard a neighbor scraping ice off of my front walkway by my front door?
So somebody's being neighborly.
Yep, and you heard them cleaning your walkway, and you turned off the lights, and
I gotta hear it.
Okay, she says, Allie and DZ, I am supposed to shovel. It is my job to shovel the walkway at the apartment I live at.
Got it.
There's two other apartments past mine. I have no problem doing it. I just do it. But I had already shoveled. And then late last night, I hear my neighbor scraping ice off of my front walkway that had built up after I shoveled.
Mm-hmm.
So I had already shoveled, so I figured I'm just going to turn the lights off and act like I don't hear them. And yes, I've lived here 3 years, laughy face.
Bet. Oh, so you're not new to this.
No. So is she the jerk for turning her lights off when she heard the neighbor scraping ice off? It's because it's her job.
It's her job,
she's saying it's my job to clear the ice and snow. I shoveled. I moved on with my life. And when they started clearing the ice.
My spot.
And I heard them, I acted like I didn't hear them. And I turned my lights off and hid.
You made the favor harder for them. They knew you were home. They didn't care.
The
they were scraping
were
the ice.
On.
It wasn't for you. It was for the mailman. It was so that somebody doesn't slip and fall. They were just trying to be nice.
Yeah, maybe.
Jeez.
I mean, look, if somebody is clearing my driveway.
I'd be annoyed.
And I turn off the lights and hide. I mean, that's pretty gutsy.
I'm pretty possessive of my space. And we've talked on air about how I don't like my driveway or whatever being shoveled.
Your issue is that somebody else touches it. Not even that.
That's where my head went. I was like, oh, you were annoyed that they were doing it. So you're like, man, let me turn this light off on them.
I think they just didn't want to do it anymore because they had already shoveled. And so when she heard the neighbor going back to get those ice patches that, you know.
That get missed,
that she hid instead of helping or doing anything about it.
Instead of going out there.
Because the walkway is her responsibility at this apartment complex for whatever reason. Maybe it's built into her rent. I don't
know.
You know, whatever. Who cares?
I just assumed everybody's responsibility was their own walkway.
Not in this place.
And then your neighbor went, I'm going to do the rest of the walkways because my scraper's better.
It should be like that, which is why I'm going to say... not the jerk.
I guess I misunderstood this one.
You should all be helping, but you're right. It's her job to shovel, she says. And when the neighbor started trying to fix it and make it better, she acted like she wasn't home.
Mm-hmm.
She's basically, someone's doing her job and she's like hiding. Oh, shoot.
I didn't realize she was the one in charge of doing it for the whole complex.
Not the whole complex, just the walkway.
Just her walkway.
The two apartments. It says hers and twos.
Mm-mm.
So it must be like one walkway
like
that wraps around to like two other doors. And she just does that little walkway is what I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're a jerk, man.
No.
Somebody was just trying to be a good neighbor, help out. Who knows what she was
and
out
she
there trying
them.
To do.
And she let him.
In
so
the dark.
Not the jerk.
In the dark.
She shoveled.
Not good enough, clearly.
Live.
Not good enough.
All right, 414-533-1037. It's her job to shovel the walkway in front of her apartment and two others. So she shoveled, but then, she's lived here 3 years, by the way, and now she hears her neighbor outside scraping ice off her front walkway by her door. So she just acts like, oh, I'm not home.
She
oh,
must
I'm
have
go
not
hide.
Had, she must have not had salt or something.
She didn't go help.
Where was the embarrassment, bro? Like, why did it come out so strong enough for you to turn the lights off?
The embarrassment was she wrote in to Am I the Jerk with a laughy face going, yes, I've lived here 3 years. Like, implying I don't even talk to my neighbors.
Do we change your name yet? Do we need
we
to?
Don't, what's her name going to be?
I mean...
You tell me.
Shoveling.
Not shoveling.
Not shoveling Nancy.
Not shoveling Nancy.
Shout out Nancy.
I'm going to say not shoveling Kelly.
All right. You bet. That works. That's not improv, but that works.
In Sussex.
In Sussex. Bet. Got it.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We have got some big personalities right now on the phone for Am I the Jerk?
This is a fact.
Not Shoveling Kelly wants to know if she's the jerk for turning off her lights when she heard her neighbor scraping in front of her door. She had already shoveled because it's her responsibility, but she basically heard the neighbor trying to help and she ignored it and turned off the lights.
We said Not Shoveling Kelly in Sussex?
In Sussex,
correct. Got it.
If anyone's wondering.
Unrelated.
Angels in Racine. We're going to start with Angel, our Uber driver.
Angel, wait.
Our Lyft driver, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Angel, we talked to Angel.
Yes, we have. Hey, Angel.
Good morning.
Hi.
I do both Lyft and
Uber.
Oh, nice. Oh, she's doubling up on a bag.
Well, and we love that you got Kiss FM on in the car while you're doing it, Angel. Okay, is Not Shoveling Kelly in Sussex the jerk for turning off her lights when she heard the neighbor trying to help?
Kind of. Yes.
Kind of.
Wait, so you're going jerk?
Yeah.
Really?
She already shoveled. It's not her fault. I mean, so you're saying she should have gone out there and fixed the ice that the neighbor was then scraping.
Yeah.
So if the neighbor was basically saying you ain't doing a good job.
What's that, Angel?
The neighbor was helping her, so she should have went out and helped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, not going out to help, that's fine.
That's why she feels like a jerk.
Yeah.
But then turning off the lights, like, bleep you, I'm not here, I swear.
Even worse, eh? That's why she's going jerk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We hear you, Angel.
All right, so Angel says jerk this morning, starting it off. All right, thanks for calling, Angel.
Hey, I'm a jerk. If the neighbors upstairs don't get soaked, guess what? They're not getting salt in the back.
She said she's going to keep the jerk going.
Lord.
Now I'm not salting to keep the
you
ice.
You just called in to be petty, Angel.
Yep.
Okay,
we
bye.
Love it.
Have a good morning.
You too. Drive safe.
I love our people, man. All right, we're going to go to Roger in Milwaukee. Yes, he's got his own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. Roger!
Good morning, Ali, Jeezy, Milwaukee, stand up, it's your boy, the OGR, if you don't know, now you know,
let's go.
Time to take out the trash, we're going to get right to it, big old jerk.
Oh,
double dub.
Dang, Roger,
she did something very, very rude. Come on, he's trying to help out.
She had already shoveled.
But now let's look at this, yeah, she shoveled, but it also needed to be de-iced. He probably put some salt down. Okay, shoveling is cool.
It's half the job, though.
Yeah, exactly. It's half the job.
It's half the job.
You still have to get that ice scraped up, and you still have to put salt down. Now, let's say this. She turned off the lights. I would have just stopped what I was doing and went on, and then she came outside and slipped and fell.
They can't. You know why they can't? Because they have to pass her apartment to get to the parking lot.
To get out.
Which is why she is in charge of shoveling for these three apartments at this
point. That makes more sense.
Does that help explain you to the scenario?
Paint the picture. Yeah, and it almost makes it worse because now you're messing with their safety. You left ice so that they could have slipped.
Exactly. That's where I'm going with this, DZ. She messed up. It's just so messed up in so many different ways. It's a lot of people got to traffic through there. So, you know, me personally, I'd have just packed it up.
Yep, I would have stopped. I would have stopped the icing. I would have been like, oh, you want me to stop? That's what I would have took that as. Like, okay, I'll stop.
Exactly. Who does that?
That's your job. That's your job. Right, you want to keep
listen. Listen, Kelly is now texting me with exclamation points saying, I shoveled 4 exclamation points.
Not good enough.
We read that through the text.
Forget you, Roger.
But he was de-icing it and salting.
Leave my girl alone.
Shoveling is just half the job, ma'am.
Gotta defend the homie, but Roger's right. It's only half the job.
She was gonna be anonymous, and now I'm like, forget all y'all, man. Leave Kelly alone. I never thought I'd say this.
I'm not hiding either. You're a big old joke.
Ooh, 10 toes.
Bye, Roger.
Love you. Bye. I love you too.
Regular to regular bubbin' heads. I love it.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, we're going to have a little surprise at the end of this one. Do you mind grabbing line 2 and putting it on hold?
Oh. On hold?
Yeah, not 3. Put 2 on hold.
Put 2 on hold. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Somebody has something to say about this when we're all done. Let's go to Candace in Milwaukee, last but not least.
Morning, Candace.
Hey.
Hey, is not shoveling Kelly in Sussex the jerk for turning off her lights when she hears her neighbor cleaning the walkway?
Not the jerk. We already shoveled.
Woo! That part.
We all know how this goes in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I mean, you can shovel in 5 minutes later,
it's ice.
You know, I mean, we can't go out there in 5 minutes. Maybe she had a bath going, or she cooked something.
Busy,
or,
whatever.
Totally. She was very busy.
So she was running a bath with Epsom salt rather than putting de-icing salt outside.
Whatever. Listen. I laid salt the other day, and I still have an ice patch on my driveway because it didn't matter.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, the ice only helps so much. I mean, the salt only helps so much, rather.
So when the neighbor goes out and tries to scrape, why be a jerk and stop him?
Forget you, DZ.
The neighbor didn't have to go out and do that either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is right. He didn't. He could have left it, and he could have, slipped and fell.
Maybe
you're
she
right.
Should have opened the door and been like, do you want my job? Because I don't like doing it.
He could have maybe asked if she was going to do it, or, I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
That would have made it worse.
You say not the jerk, and I'm sure Kelly will appreciate that because she's
not
on the phone.
Jerk, Kelly.
Okay.
Thank you, Kelly.
All right. Thank you, Candace. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Take care. She's the only one.
Last but not least, now that I've called her out, they're texting me saying, Allie, you called her out?
Yep. Called her out.
I said, call in then. Don't text me. Call for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, not shoveling Kelly in Sussex.
Represent yourself now.
Did I do
it? Forget you all.
Oh, I'm defending you, my girl.
She is the jerk already, though.
No.
Allie and Candace. Ah! They're cool.
Thank you.
Oh, so let's forget us all.
Yeah, exactly. You suck.
I salted, by the way.
You did salt.
Jinx.
I did salt.
Mm.
So then explain this. So you shoveled, you salted, and I was trying. Did I explain it right? How they have to walk past your apartment, so you're in charge of shoveling, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Nobody else shovels, just you. It's nobody else's job.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Correct. For that area.
It's not a long area, but it's an area.
It's still annoying.
Yeah, I shoveled, I salted, and then I heard them scraping last night, and I'm like, what the heck is that? So I shut off all the lights.
Oh, you want to scrape? Scrape in the dark.
I'm so proud of you for finally saying screw this to people instead of being a people pleaser.
Kelly said, I did enough.
She said, I'm done.
I did enough. I shoveled. I salted. Do you want me to go out there with the scraper?
Honestly, I feel like Kelly a year ago would have been like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Do you want me to re-salt? Like, look how far you've come, Kelly. Okay. You're like, you know what? I did it. Screw these people. They're overachievers and I'm out, man.
Allie said, I did enough. Then I did enough.
I'm done. Because, that's why.
I did what was asked of me.
That part.
You did. And I'm glad you said that you salted. Because it's like I said, yes. It comes back and you can't help it. And they didn't have to do your door. Why were they so close to your door?
They were just trying to do a full job.
Yeah.
Are they OCD? I'm thinking way too much into it.
Are they old? Like, what are their ages?
No. I would say, late 50s, early 60s.
Oh, that's young.
But you're still younger. Mm-hmm.
So it feels like I'm younger. Stuck with the work. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, I know everybody said jerk, but...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'll always say not the jerk, Kelly. Bye.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye. Wow.
Well, it happens.
I mean, it happens. And it's going to keep happening because the weather ain't changing anytime soon.
And
y'all,
at least we understand now the whole story. We got the full story. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.